Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 48 of the Letters of John. Today's title is We Know the Truth. Francis Schaeffer said, "Truth always carries with it confirmation. Truth demands confrontation, loving confrontation nevertheless. If our reflex action is always accommodation, regardless of the centrality of the truth involved, there is something wrong." Our text today is 1 John 5:20. "And we know that the Son of God has come and given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." The Apostle John had a deep love for the truth that is obviously in his writings. For John, there were no gray areas. He didn't mince words. He set light against darkness, life against death, obedience against disobedience, love against hatred, and truth against lies. It doesn't take long for Jesus to change someone's life. In an instant, the light of Jesus drives away the darkness. If God can do all this in a second, just think what could happen over 3 years. That's how long John walked with Christ. In that time period, Jesus changed the Son of Thunder into an apostle of love. John was a man that walked in the balance of truth and love. John's love for the truth is evidenced in his writing. John uses the Greek word for truth, aletheia, 25 times in the book of John and 20 times in his letters. No one except Jesus had more to say in Scripture about both. It makes perfect sense, then, for John to get to the end of his first letter and write about the truth. 1 John 5:20 is full of John's conviction about the truth. Note how many times he uses the word in just the last half of verse 20. "We may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." David Allen in the Preaching Word Commentary says, "In this context, truth's primary meaning is that which is real, not illusory. It has substance, preeminence, and reality. In a world full of people longing for the real thing but grasping at illusions, John offers the truth, Jesus Christ and His gospel." It's as if John is saying, "The God of whom I have been affirming that Jesus Christ is the sole revealer, and of whom I have been declaring that through Him we may know God and dwell abidingly in Him, this and no one else is the true God. We know Him who is true. We are in Him who is true. This is eternal life." John began this letter in chapter 1, verse 2, talking about eternal life. And now he concludes where he began. What is eternal life? It's knowing Him who is true and being in Him who is true. That is eternal life. Knowing God and being in Christ. And John says, we better know that we know. "I have no confidence in my confidence. I place no reliance upon my own assurance. My assurance lies in the fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and that whosoever believeth in Him hath everlasting life. I do believe in Him, and therefore I know I have eternal life." Here are some questions for today. In what ways does the world seek to destroy the truth? Are you prone to watering down the truth? In what ways? John, the one whom Jesus loved, spoke more about the truth than anyone except Jesus. Why is it essential to have both truth and love? How is John's description of Jesus in the Gospel of John connected to his belief in 1 John 5:20 that he is the true God and eternal life? John 1:14 said, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.